Oh, pardon my French. Excuse. Oh, my goodness. I feel like a podcast monster. You know, call me inept or call me brilliant. Of course, I think this makes me brilliant, but let me tell you my story here. Because you're going to say, you're going to just say, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But I think this is a reason I'm brilliant. Blank piece of paper with the story in my mind. Somehow, through multiple things. You ever have a song that comes up like in like 25 different places in your life, like all at once? Well, for me, it's three. Jackson 5, where the Jackson 5. Is it I Want You Back? Is that what it's called, George? Go do the facts checks. Get back to me. All right. I was watching this and finally this song was everywhere, and I finally pulled out my what's the correct proper app? It's not SoundHound, which doesn't work. It's Shazam. Shazam is the good app for identifying songs. SoundHound, sorry, I didn't find them all. So I was there at the store. I said, what's this song? And I pulled out SoundHound and I didn't know. And then Shazam, my friend pulls out Shazam and then it had found the song. So if you want a good, I'm not getting advertising for this. I'm just acting like it. If you want to know what the song is, that song, you need to hum it. You need to grab it. What is Shazam? So I Shazammed, if that's a verb, this song, I Want You Back by The Jackson 5. I find it on YouTube, and here's this black kid with these old black guys, and it's Fro City, I'm telling you. And they're singing this song, and it's awesome. I mean, I'm a piano player, a musician. My grandma, she was... the newspaper said she plays like an N-word, and she said, I always took it as a compliment. I grew up with black piano music in the house. My dad grew up with it as a kid. So anyhow, I love this groove. I mean, it's groovy, technically speaking. I mean, we're back to the 60s and 70s. So this the little black kid with this fro is just belting it out on the microphone. Now, I'm not assuming. I'm not an assumptive person. I'm what they might call unassuming. So you could walk up to me and tell me that your name is Donald Trump Jr., and I would never even think that you could possibly be related to the president because I don't make assumptions. There's a lot of people with the name Trump. I assume anyway that there are. I mean, no family has the only family with the last name unless it's made up. So it's very, very likely that family is multiple. So I don't assume stuff about people. So I see the Jackson 5 and it never occurs to me at all. It never crosses my mind. Like I say, call me inept. That there could be this other famous musician. Pardon my French again. No, that my, I need to hold on. I need before I finish this story. I need more of this monster. It never occurs to me that there could be a famous singer with the last name Jackson. So, although I did assume that all the guy, the performers in this video all were from a Jackson family. So I'm watching this kid belt this out on the microphone and I look at him and I'm going, you know, only that one Hispanic kid that sang that Christian song that got so famous, My Redeemer Lives, with his cousin. That's the only other kid that I've seen in my little world that has that much talent. I'm just thinking, I'm going, from the 60s, 70s, there's only one musician I know in the world that could ever possibly have the talent that kid has as a kid. That's gotta be Michael Jackson, I'm thinking. And then I said to myself, you know, it looks like Michael Jackson's eyes. And then I said, oh my goodness, the name Jackson 5 probably came from Michael Jackson. And lo, of course, I researched and found that I was right. It was Michael Jackson singing. Now, does that make me inept? Or does that make me brilliant? I mean, you know, I'm an 80s kid. When I went to Pizza Hut, you know, Michael Jackson was all over the walls and the jukebox. And I just, he was there. I was a kid and I hadn't yet figured out that everyone's a kid at one point. So I didn't know Michael Jackson as a kid. And I was white, so, you know, white men can't jump. We can't really dance or sing much either, although Marshall Mathers has broken that stereotype, thankfully. But I didn't really know much about what was going on. You know, just good, awesome music was in the house, but I wasn't a musical expert. I didn't grow up like that. And so I guess it's my lack of history. I didn't put it together that that would have been Michael Jackson, but... not knowing any of that, I identified the talent. So, now in my book, that makes me brilliant. And think about this. How many people would have looked at the young Michael Jackson and said that he has the talent to become the Michael Jackson that the world knew as an adult? How many people recognize talent? I mean, Jesus said a prophet is not welcome in his hometown, which is not a rule for the prophet, by the way. It's a curse against the town that doesn't recognize him. God said in the Old Testament, I will raise up a prophet from among your brothers, and you will listen to him. But how many people, how many of us, you, people you know, dismiss good talent. We just assume, well, you know, they know me, so they couldn't possibly be talented. They couldn't possibly have a good idea worth mentioning. How many people are like that? So there you have it. I'm brilliant, proven by my ignorance. I pinned Michael Jackson without knowing what he looked like as a kid. And I did know that he sang Rockin' Robin as a kid. I knew that. But so now I'm rediscovering all this. Recognize talent. I'm in the process of going through this watch, stand, pray, and I'm writing these articles, and I'm having trouble writing them with quality and writing them on time, and quality is more important because I got this goal of finishing 365 writings within 3 months, and they've got to be good in quality. And I'm going through all this. And I'm just in the middle of keeping my regular life. I just am so thankful for the work that Michael Jackson did. It inspires me. Now, listen, all that fake news about him. We're not going to go there. Follow the money. That's what my father always told me. Follow the money. The number one entertainer in the world to this day was a black man. And coming from a family of white entertainers myself, I say, of course. So I'm going to get to the point. Even after he has been dead almost 9 years, Michael Jackson remains the most popular entertainer of all time. And the most popular household name, second to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus made things out of wood, including our salvation. Rather than listing acclaimed artists through the centuries, look at people who inspire us to live with more energy. Mao Zedong was wrong. No gun barrel can stop the masses when their hearts are strengthened by hope. Let your artwork blossom. Whatever skill you have, cultivate it, prune it, feed it, strengthen it, do whatever to let it flourish. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.